Good morning, and welcome to the midweek devotion, Coffee with Ann. I am trying out a new coffee, this one from Costco. It is organic, bold, the label says, and is made in Charleston, South Carolina. Thus, the name Charleston Coffee. I'll let you know how I like it. In the meantime, please enjoy your choice as we visit today. I would like to set the stage this morning with a verse from James 1:17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. Okay, folks, I have to point out that the daffodils I planted around the red maple are all in bloom. So as I sit at my computer with my cup of hot coffee and gaze at the bright yellow color of this, my favorite spring flower, I get the sense, as I always do, that a season of renewal, color, and fresh smells has begun. I have a history with this particularly lovely flower. The clearest memory is from my childhood. At my growing up home, there was a dogwood tree in the backyard, and in one year particularly, when spring came and all around the base of the tree, in a space about, 2 feet wide, up came daffodils. I don't remember paying much attention initially, but then the day came when there was a blanket of yellow and green encircling that blooming dogwood. That picture is so clear in my mind, it is like yesterday. Then, some years later, a few months after George and I met, he invited me to spend a weekend at his home in Newberry, and we were to go to the Carolina Cup, a harness horse race, with some of his friends. I was so excited because he had invited me to meet his parents and grandparents. Shortly after I arrived, Evelyn, George's mom, showed me to the guest room upstairs. And as I walked into the room, guess what I saw? Right on the dresser was a bouquet of yellow spring daffodils. If there was any doubt in my mind about this budding relationship, much of it vanished at that moment. Budding relationship. I planted these daffodils at various spots in my front yard last fall, and they are supposed to bloom in early spring, but I truly was a bit skeptical. I have been known to plant flowers that didn't make it. I just don't know as much about flowers as I do vegetables. So with that in mind, when I actually saw some green sprouts peeping through the soil, I could feel my hope swell inside, excitement. But then the cold wind hit and another round of doubt. Maybe the cold will freeze the green and they will die. But lo and behold, the cold passed, and the green shoots kept growing. Slowly but consistently, they grew. And then one morning, a couple of weeks ago, I saw a bud on one or two. I really was excited with anticipation. Then a day of warm sunshine, and the buds began to open, and by the end of the day, there were three beautiful yellow flowers outside my window. In the next few days, the buds and blooms multiplied until all were bright and beautiful. Spring is a perfect time to see and smell and enjoy the gifts of nature that the Lord has provided for our pleasure. But I do think there is more to it than the beauty we enjoy. there's some life lessons to be learned as well. How about learning to wait for the beauty of the buds to burst into color? Most of us would agree waiting for the beauty, the bounty, is well worth it. And the waiting teaches us patience. I consider the fact that patience must be important to the Lord. Otherwise, He could have put in place a plan where no sooner had we put seeds in the ground than the wheat grew to maturity, or the daffodils immediately burst from the ground, budded and bloomed. You know, kind of like a time-lapse film or fast-forwarding on a movie. Immediate gratification. That plan would certainly fit into today's lifestyle. Rarely do we have to wait for the things we want, and when we do have to wait, how patient are we in our waiting? How about our patience with each other, with our children, with our spouse, with the elderly or disabled in line at the store, the airport, or walking in the park? Patience with ourselves as we struggle to make an important decision or to work to change a habit or hang on to our faith when the cold winds of life confront us. The Lord will not disappoint us. Our waiting serves a purpose beyond our understanding. We may rush to the sale, rush to the appointment, become irritated with the young mother and her young children in front of us, but I need to ask myself why. Is what I'm doing or where I'm going that important that I can't share the gift of patience with others or even myself? Perhaps we all could benefit from dropping some flower seeds or bulbs in a pot of soil. Patiently care for our seedlings, make sure there's sun and sufficient water. Maybe even gift it with a word or two of encouragement. Feel yourself relax and enjoy the good and beneficial gifts from heaven. Please pray with me. Lord, your natural world can teach us so much. You have gifted us with beauty, but we can't rush it. Often we have to wait, and then when the beauty time comes, we realize the wait was worth it. Give us the gift of patience and the wisdom to realize the waiting on your good gifts is worth it for us. And for those you bring into our lives to share your love and care. In your precious name, amen. Thank you for being with me this morning, and may the Lord bless you and yours.